Merriweather's been this place that everyone grew up going to around here, and it's sort of our Wrigley Field, this institution. It's this place in the woods between D.C. and Baltimore. It's part of all of our fabric.
IMP founder Seth Hurwitz tells WTOP the 50th anniversary concert will feature Jackson Browne and Willie Nelson, who both have Merriweather connections.
Jackson Browne recorded Running on Empty at Merriweather. A lot of people don't know that.
On the road again.
And then Willie Nelson's played there, I don't know what, 16 times?
When the venue opened in 1967, it was initially meant as the summer home for the National Symphony Orchestra. But that all changed in 1968. Jimi Hendrix rocked the stage a year before Woodstock, opening the door to acts like Janis Joplin, The Doors, and Led Zeppelin.
We did Robert Plant with Alison Krauss not too long ago, and he was standing around and saying, you know, I think we opened for The Who here. You look at the old schedules, and there's The Carpenters one night and Pink Floyd the next.
I mean, talk about
that
range.
Is fantastic. And Miles Davis on the same calendar.
In addition to the various bands, the venue has undergone several layout changes as well, some spurred by the artists themselves.
If you notice, on some shows, there's a general admission, what we call the GA pit, which is the area right in front of the stage. It's flat, and there's no seats on some shows. Well, it wasn't always that way. Green Day, someone was trying to book Green Day away from us and use that as an excuse and said, Billy Joe, he doesn't want to play anywhere where it's not general admission. And I said, oh, really? Well, I'll rip the seats out. How's that?
You never know which of today's top-selling artists will be legendary in hindsight.
You never know it at the time. You know, people all the time say, wow, I could have seen this act or that act. I wish I had been there. But it's happening now.
Yeah.
As we speak, these acts playing every night are going to be legendary someday. So you need to go. Yeah. God bless these people that see live music because they're creating their own memories and their own history.
Wishing Merriweather 50 more years, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.